Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling something called signal-based trading.
Right.
It's popping up more as, you know, the whole meme coin thing feels a bit more, well, player versus player, super competitive.
Yeah, you definitely see that. It feels like some folks online, these big names, are just constantly making profits, easy-keezy.
Exactly. Well, you know, everyday traders trying to get into on-chain stuff are often finding it really tough going.
It's true. The barrier to entry for DeFi is lower, so you've got way more people chasing those big early gains on pretty speculative assets.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, seeing others succeed seemingly without effort definitely makes you wonder what's going on.
Absolutely. And look, we always need to be a bit skeptical about online trading personalities.
Yeah.
Let's face it, a lot of it is just hype.
Oh, for sure. Lots of noise out there.
But our source suggests there is a group who are maybe more transparent. They share wallets, their logic, and seem to get consistent results.
Yeah, the ones who aren't just shilling blindly.
Right. And the material we looked at actually breaks down winning styles into, like, three buckets. There's the quick smash and dump.
Uh-huh. In and out fast.
Then narrative CX, which is basically shilling and getting people to hold.
Building that community hype.
And then technical trading.
Huh.
And this signal-based trading we're focusing on, it seems to fit squarely in that last category.
Precisely. It's less about random guesses and more about trying to use information advantages to make smarter moves.
Okay.
And that's really what we want to get into today.
So our mission for this deep dive is pretty straightforward. Let's really try to understand what signal-based trading actually is. Why does our source think it's, you know, gaining steam?
Right.
And what are the potential upsides and maybe the catches for you if you're trying to stay clued in on this stuff?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's unpack it. First off, what even is a signal in this trading world, according to the source?
Okay, so a signal here is basically any bit of data that kind of hints at a big buying or selling chance coming up.
Like a clue.
Exactly, a clue. And the source gives a good list, stuff like unusual activity from wallets tagged as smart money.
Okay.
They specifically mention watching these on Solana and BSC. These are wallets known for making good calls early on.
Gotcha. So their moves are worth watching.
Definitely. Then you've got shout-outs from big names on Twitter, you know, KOLs.
Right.
Breaking news, obviously, that can be a huge immediate signal.
Makes sense.
Also, how fast info spreads. Like if a new coin's contract address suddenly appears in, say, 10 big Telegram groups or maybe 30 WeChat groups really quickly.
Wow. Okay. That kind of rapid circulation.
Yeah. It signals momentum. Even weird moves by market maker wallets can be a flag.
Hmm.
Plus, looking at token distribution, who holds what, and even early info drops from Binance, they call them Binance alpha drops.
So quite a wide range of things.
Yeah, it's a broad net.
So signal-based trading is essentially using all these different data points to guide your buy or sell decisions, making it more data-focused within technical trading.
Exactly that. You're trying to spot patterns, information flows that might happen just before a big price move.
Right.
The core idea is that if you act fast on these signals, you might get ahead of the curve timing-wise.
And the source points to someone, Zero Rich Bro at VOBWE on Twitter, as someone doing this well.
Yeah, they highlight him. They talk about his knack for combining super fast news spotting with like automated trading bots.
Automated execution.
Right. Which they admit is technically really hard for most people to set up.
Sure.
But the basic concept using signals is still presented as very effective.
Okay, this is where it gets really practical. Can you give us some like real world examples? How would these signals actually pop up?
Sure. So imagine you see a wallet known for smart.
Mm-hmm.
Place the source mentions names like DNF, POW, or maybe 0x Sun.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly they start buying a lot of a specific token. That activity itself is a signal people notice because, well, maybe they know something or maybe they're buying just attracts more buyers.
Right. A self-fulfilling aspect, maybe.
Yeah, could be. Or another case, a well-respected trader, maybe an alpha type or a huge KOL like UU or Combro, tweets something really positive about a coin.
Instant attention.
Exactly. And often a big volume spike follows. And like we said, if a new contract address just explodes across loads of Telegram or WeChat groups,
yeah,
that signals a rapid buildup of kind of social energy, which often leads to real buying.
Okay, so you spot these signals, you jump in quick.
Yeah.
But here's the million-dollar question. Does this actually make you money consistently?
Yeah.
The source seems a bit cautious.
Yeah, they are. They do say signals can boost your win rate, definitely.
Right.
But they also talk about this signal trinity. Basically, three things you're juggling. Volume, accuracy, and capital.
Meaning
how many signals can you actually track? That's volume. How reliable are those signals at predicting moves? That's accuracy. And how much money do you have ready to deploy instantly when a signal hits? That's capital.
Okay. And it's hard to max out all three at once.
Very hard. There are trade-offs. Plus, they point out that market makers aren't dumb.
Right.
They know people follow signals, so they might set up traps, basically. Fake-outs designed to catch signal followers.
Oof. Counter strategies.
Exactly. And finally, it really matters when this is happening. Bull market. Signals might seem golden. Bear markets. Even good-looking signals can fall flat.
That makes total sense. So definitely not a magic bullet.
Not at all. Yeah.
So if it's not guaranteed riches, how do they suggest you can profit from this? They use terms like optimization and engineering problem.
Precisely. It's less about finding a signal and more about building a system.
A system.
Yeah, a system that can find signals, filter the noise, act on the good ones efficiently, all while managing those trade-offs and risks we talked about.
Okay.
And this is where they bring in AvAI. They say AvAI is focused on building the infrastructure needed for this kind of trading. The .AI in their name apparently signals this AI-driven approach.
And they have this specific feature, Signal Square, accessible on web, apps, even Telegram.
That's right. It sounds like their way of packaging these signals up for users.
So what's their approach? How does Signal Square work?
They break it down into three parts. First is signal coverage. They aim for full coverage, trying not to miss any potential meme gems.
Ambitious goal.
Very. They use custom AI to track like thousands of smart money wallets on Solana and BSC. Plus, they have actual people, human researchers watching KOLs, specific groups of wallets, market makers.
So tech and human intel combined.
Yep. Casting a super wide net. Then there's signal accuracy. They call it being sharp.
Okay.
Here they talk about resonance signals. The idea is a signal gets much stronger, more reliable, if multiple different types of signals all point to the same token around the same time.
Like triangulation. Smart money buys plus KOL tweet plus Telegram buzzies a stronger signal.
Exactly that. Convergence makes it more trustworthy than just one indicator alone.
That feels intuitive. And the third part was strategy optimization, making it smart.
Correct. They really stress this. Just having the signal isn't enough. You need the right strategy to turn it into profit.
Makes sense.
They mentioned working with other known figures, like at Memorat Arsal and at 0x Jason BTC, giving them data and APIs to test and refine trading strategies based on these signals.
So iterating on how to actually trade the signals.
Yeah. They think trading is moving towards more like quant-style systems, combining signal analysis with smart execution tactics. They mentioned things like double and exit or ladder DCA as examples.
It sounds like they're trying to package up what a lot of top traders are already doing, but manually, right? Like tracking tons of wallets and news feeds constantly.
Exactly. That manual tracking is super time consuming and just doesn't scale well.
So AvAI is positioning their ready-made signals as, what did they call it? Democratizing access to alpha.
Yeah, basically lowering the barrier so more people can potentially tap into this signal-driven approach without needing massive resources or technical skills to track everything themselves.
And the source highlights something interesting, a subtle takeaway. The very fact that a big platform, Tier 1 with almost 1 million daily users, is actively pushing out trading signals. That's significant in itself, isn't it?
It really is. When a platform that large starts distributing signals, the act of distribution itself can influence the market. It changes how information flows.
Mm.
They also mention offering serious APIs like Binance Grade for people who want to build their own tools or bots using Av's data.
So options for different levels of users.
Seems so.
And AvAI finishes with a pretty bold prediction. They think signal trading is about to really take off, like explode.
Right.
They even compare it to how they supposedly call the rise of pump.fun early on.
Yeah, quite confident in their outlook. They also give a quick plug for Av.ai itself as a big platform integrating, wow, over 130 blockchains and 300 DKEXs.
Impressive scope. But crucially, there's the disclaimer.
Always. Gotta have it. This is all informational, not financial advice. Crypto trading is risky. Do your own research.
Absolutely vital. Can't stress that enough.
For sure. While signals offer a potentially more structured approach, it's still a very wild, volatile market out there. Understanding the risks and doing your homework is non-negotiable.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems to be that signal-based trading is being presented as this potentially major shift, moving towards more data, more automation in trading.
Yeah, it really prompts you to think, doesn't it? about how you, as a trader or observer, balance using these kinds of tools, these readily available signals, with, you know, the essential need to build your own understanding and your own strategies.
It's a tricky balance.
Definitely.
And that kind of leads us to a final thought to chew on. As signal detection gets smarter and bots get better at automated trading, what happens to human intuition? What about good old fundamental analysis in this super fast on-chain world? Where does that fit in the future?
That's the big question, isn't it? Something to definitely keep pondering as this space evolves.
For sure. Well, thanks for taking the deep dive with us today.